Park City High School principal Roger Arbabi is in a wait-and-see mode to determine if the new tunnel makes it safer for his students who are driving to school.
You know, Carolyn, I'm really worried from my perspective for a couple of things, because now when it's during lunch or after school, the cross traffic never stops because there's no stoplight. And so that's going to be a problem for my kiddos getting in and out of school. I'm really worried about that, actually.
Arbabi recognizes the improvement in pedestrian safety for those crossing Kearns Boulevard, but he is worried about the buses moving in and out of the parking lot in a timely way.
You know, the buses, I really don't have an idea what we're going to do with the buses, because the school's letting out with 300 kids driving, and then we've got out of that parking lot, our buses are going to be getting out at that time. It's going to be, and when the cross traffic doesn't stop, that's going to be a problem. So right now we're just going to observe and see what we can do. And
Park City Transportation Manager Alfred Knott says the tunnel is ready after completing the final safety and code inspections this week.
So we did the inspection with our building inspector and chief building official Dave Thacker and our city engineer to review some of the code issues that we needed to get addressed, such as the lighting, the hand railing, just some last minute punch list items, and they have authorized the opening of the tunnel, and the beacon should be removed today and demobilized from the 248 corridor.
He says regular drivers who use the corridor tend to accommodate the buses moving in and out of the school lots. Knotts believes the changes are a fair trade-off because it will improve traffic flow and pedestrian safety long-term.
Yeah, we've committed to the school district not to necessarily have an officer there, but to monitor and evaluate throughout the school year and then sit back down with them come this spring and summer to look if there's any other accommodations that we need to be made.
The tunnel is 4 months behind schedule, and he doesn't know the final price yet. They're looking at liquidated damages that may be applied to the contractor. They had multiple unexpected issues with buried utility lines and soils, along with the contractor difficulties.
Yeah, I just like to thank the community for their patience, as you know, we struggled with a lot of utility conflicts and delays from the contractor. So, you know, once this is open, safety and the access through the corridor will be vastly improved. So we hope the community recognizes that, and again, thank them for their patience.
AM Park City High School bus drop-off will be in the front of the high school, and PM bus loading will be in the back during Sundance. A link to the school district website and newsroom can be found on kpcw.org. It has details about school bus route changes and the bell schedule changes during Sundance. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.